This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Time to check in with the CEO of our Atlanta Hawks. Is catching up with Coonan on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We do it each and every week. Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO, joins us on a weekly basis, and we get a chance to pick the big brain of our CEO, and there is a lot going on around the NBA and certainly with our Hawks. Steve, happy Memorial Day weekend, first and foremost. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderfully. Thanks for asking. Hope everybody's doing great.
We are.
We wanted to call this, let's see if we can get Steve fined for tampering with catching up.
Let's
with Coonan.
Let's go. But, hey, up, cowboy.
By the way, Carl, I'll jump in. The stuff we got a kick out of to start the program was, once the Warriors knocked out the Mavericks, some of the storylines I read today were, wow, Luka really needs some help. They've got to get Luka some help down there. Sounds a little familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah. I had somebody say, well, I guess we won the trade because Trey played one more Eastern Conference final game than he played Western. And I said, I don't think that's the way it worked. Can't we just understand they're both incredible players, they're both all-NBA, and both teams, you know, fell short of the ultimate. And it just shows you really what an amazing franchise Golden State.
It is. You know, I was saying today, everyone's striving to duplicate that kind of success. First, it's hard, right? You got to have the right guys. But then these teams change, Steve, year to year, and they maintain. I mean, outside of the injuries, there's nothing you can do about that. They've maintained this level of excellence. I mean, that is what everybody's striving to do, right? It's not just we want to be good for 1 year. How can we be good for a decade?
Absolutely. I mean, look, given the choice of a championship and then maybe a setback for a year or two, I'd probably select that if I'm honest. You know, get one of these fat fingers a big old ring. That said, these guys really, it's impressive. Their stars aged. They brought in new players. Their coach, their GM were consistent. And here they are back again. And I don't think 3 months ago anybody really thought they'd be sitting at the top of the West. So pretty impressive.
It is Steve Coonan with us here, guys, talking about our Hawks. I know as a guy that, for those who don't know, Steve was a big shot at TNT and before that Coca-Cola, so he gets marketing. I would imagine if Boston can knock off Miami, that's a marketing dream for everybody at Disney.
Yeah, I talked to a senior person at the NBA today and said, you guys probably don't even need a plane to go fly out to the playoffs, to the finals, do you? And they go, nope. You know, you've got one of the most vaunted historical franchises in Boston who hasn't been to the finals in a decade versus Golden State, which is both a team America loves to hate and America loves to love.
Yeah, it's a great way to put it with Golden State. And, you know, again, this is if they win, it's a dynasty because now you're talking about, you know, six and eight years or whatever appearances in the finals and four rings for Steph and Curry Clay and Draymond and those guys. There's no doubt it's not even a debate in my mind. But with that said, is that good for the NBA? Everybody says it is. Is it?
Oh, I think so. I think it's really good because, remember, this wasn't consecutive. We haven't even seen them in the playoffs in 4 years, so nobody's bored with them yet.
Good point.
Yeah, last time we saw them in the finals, Golden State lost to the Raptors, right? That was a
2019.
Six-game series.
Faded memory.
Yeah.
Correct.
So it's a team which is built well. We think we've got the right guy with Schlenk, and as forthcoming as you'd like to be, wholesale changes more than how more than we, what was the over under we set yesterday, Carl? 1.5 on the over under for new players starting for the Hawks next year opening day.
Ooh. Okay, that's interesting.
Does that mean
care to take some of that action? I mean, would you go
okay,
over?
Okay, well, let's see. How many infractions can we have in one paragraph?
No, we're not saying.
Number one, trading guard starters. Oh, the CEO fell for that one. Hell yeah. My answer would be 6.
All right.
Yeah.
But you have said to us on record you're anticipating a lot of moves from Travis in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, look, just with free agency and you know, fixing some of the issues that were fairly obvious to everyone, that they're hopefully, but it takes two to tango, and I might sit here a month from now and say, we couldn't get a good trade partner. I don't know, but we are going into this eyes wide open and very aggressive, and we'll see what happens, but you know, nobody's going to get fleeced. We're not going to do something dumb just to do something. So you guys have something to talk about. We're going to try to make our team substantially better.
Come on, Steve. Give us something to talk about.
But you can talk about how dumb we are.
Let me ask you, speaking of something to talk about, it's Steve Koonin, guys, Hawk CEO. Were you surprised at Steve Kerr's reaction to the events that happened in Uvalde? He was adamant the other night before the game. It is rare we see coaches, for that matter, whether it be front office, whomever in the world of sports, react the way that he did. And I don't care if you agree with Steve Kerr or not. I just think, you know, hearing this from an NBA coach, I think it caught a lot of people off guard.
I loved it. You know, I mean, Steve Kerr had the right platform, and he had the right tone, and he had the right message. What concerns me is when people who don't have the platform and the opportunity start opining on everything. But he was sitting there at a press conference, and this horrific event had happened a few hours beforehand. How do you not talk about it? And Steve is the guy who has a point of view. He's not scared to put his thoughts out there. And these are truly American tragedies. There's no other way around it. And take politics out of it. It's right. Just kids in schools should be a place of learning and safety, not of terror.
Well said. I thought Arthur Smith with the Falcons handled it pretty well. He said some things which I wish a lot more people would say. I mean, why can't we find common ground? This shouldn't be that difficult when you consider we're talking about children getting murdered. It blows my mind.
We, the citizens of this country, can speak with one thing, and that's our vote.
It's true. That is the one thing.
And
you
that's
can
the only
do.
Way change happens.
Yeah,
if that politicians is feel like, oh, I need to do this to get elected, it will happen. Mm. And if there's no consequences, nothing's going to change.
Steve, while we're talking about this, Arthur Blank, his foundation, put out a statement, and I think Arthur Blank, the Falcons owner, obviously Atlanta United, is also backing this up with money to the Sandy Hook Promise, which is, you know, came about a few years ago with that tragedy there, and the Health Alliance for Violence Intervention. And he talks about mental health in this statement that he put out earlier today. You know, I was saying it's the one thing about our teams. We know Tony Ressler did this in 2020 with his investment into the community and the things that were going on. Our teams don't shy away from these things. They always seem to reach out and try to help in one way or another, even though it may not be just affecting Atlanta.
Absolutely. I mean, we don't wait for a horrific event to respond. We've been working on mental health and did a program a few months ago with Clayton County called Silence the Shame, where the performers Cynthia Bailey and Trey Young did a 30-minute conversation that we sent to Clayton County schools and school systems, along with professional mental health experts, trying to get kids and teens to understand it's okay not to feel great every day, and giving them tools and coping mechanisms. And what Arthur did was fantastic. We, as sports teams, have an outsized voice. I mean, guys, there's multiple sports talk radio stations. There's a sports segment on every broadcast report. There's dedicated channels to sport. There's a section in the newspaper. And if it's just about the game, I'm not sure that's the best opportunity to make our society better. So we're no smarter than anybody else. We're no different than anybody else. We're no better than anybody else. But we have a platform. And on occasion, we can use that platform because sports can bring people together. I mean, that's the one thing in our society that still brings unity is sports. I mean, when the Falcons made the World Series, when the Falcons made the Super Bowl, you'd look at somebody and go, rise up, rise up. You know, last year when the Braves won the World Series, Georgia winning, us in the Eastern Conference Final, it brought the city together in a very big way. And we don't want to preach. We just want to, you know, try to help. Right. And whether it's through programs or celebrity or dollars or whatever, we need to help because the people who most of us look at as being responsible aren't delivering the goods.
That's a great point. And it's, if enough people, as you said earlier, were, I mean, I just don't know how you, I don't know how you just brush this off and say that's collateral damage.
We've done it for 20, done it 20 times.
I know. And that's what I said to Carl earlier. I mean, like, I made some comments on Twitter. I get people unfollowing me. I'm like, I don't even know why. I can't wrap my head around it. And I understand, like, I don't agree with everything Steve Kerr says, but I respect his rights as an American to say it. And he was in the moment, as you said, Steve. And he used the platform, I thought, quite eloquently. How else? How can you ignore it?
You can't. And at some point in time, it has to change because it's a uniquely American issue.
Steve,
uniquely American.
It is. No, there's no doubt. Always appreciate your candor. It's why folks love you as a CEO of our Atlanta Hawks. Any plans this weekend you're watching? Obviously, you're watching this, you know, the games and what's going on. You got anything else going on?
A little hoops this weekend, a little auto racing this weekend. And fortunately, my lovely, wonderful wife is in a cast from some wrist surgery, so no beach, no mountain climbing. Probably wouldn't be any mountain climbing in our future anyway. No sail surfing or, you know, diving with sharks. But
you know what? Hey, Carl, here's an idea. I'm taking my father-in-law to the Indy 500. You ever been to the Indy 500, Steve?
The Indy 500 and the Kentucky Derby are the only two big national events I have never been to, and they're both on my list.
Let's put the Indy 500 on the back burner since I've been a lot, Carl. Let's get Steve to use his juice to get us and him to the Kentucky Derby next week.
It's a great
Oh, I want to have a horse, man. I want to run a horse in there. I don't want to go as a spectator.
Carl,
I want to go as a participant.
Carl, and down the stretch they come, Puffy K by your nose.
Exactly. That is the name of my horse that doesn't exist yet today.
I love it. Steve, have a great weekend. Thanks again. We will talk to you next week, guys. By the way,
everybody be safe and be smart.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.